Hello, my fellow American. Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Laughing Freak. This is episode 3, season 2, episode 2, total of 3 episodes so far. That might have been confusing for you tiny viewers out there. Have your parents explain to you if you're confused. Again.
No, that was extremely convoluted.
Thank you. You were not supposed to talk yet, so he ruined his welcome. Here's the Italian kid I talked with last time.
Howdy.
They don't say that in Italia. How do they say that?
Ciao.
Buongiorno is the correct.
Buongiorno.
Yes.
Buongiorno, really?
That's what. Yep.
Yeah, but I think the more informal is ciao.
Ciao. But... ciao. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, ciao, ciao. Yeah. Yeah. It's okay.
I had to start it off nice with the interruption. I just couldn't let you.
Well, we'll see what the viewers think about that.
I think the viewers are in support.
We are going to talk today about a few embarrassing moments that have happened to us. Rossman, why don't you get us started? Have you ever sent to the wrong person?
Sent a what?
A text message to the wrong person.
Yeah, I actually did. I sent a wrong one to my mom. I was supposed to go out of my friend here.
Oh.
In the dorm. We were talking about... Dang, I don't know what we were talking about. Dang, wait. Hold on. One second. It was... it was about this like student organization that kept bothering us, and I texted him something like, he said, okay, they stopped bothering me, and I said then the threat is neutralized, laughing face. And then I just sent that to my mom, and then she's freaking out. This is a true story. She was freaking out the next morning. She's like, what did you send me? What does this mean? I'm like, no, I was sending it to Vinny. He's like, well, what was going on?
Like, dude, yeah. You probably think you killed somebody.
Yeah, I know. With the laughing face, too. Pretty classy. Yeah.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't think I can recall a moment I've done that before, which I don't know why.
Yeah, honestly, I think that was the only time I've ever
I usually just go
done
my
that.
Messages.
It was on my computer.
Yeah. Jeez.
It was on my computer, and I was too lazy to look all the way up to the top because I got that big monitor, you know.
The big boy monitor.
Not as big as my roommate Maddie's monitor, but it's
well,
a close
he plays
second.
Mine, so yeah, it's the Minecraft grind. It's got to be big.
It's Maddie, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you at school?
You're making me come up with this stuff on the spot here. I don't know. How am I going to analyze all the years of high school? I don't know.
Oh, so many.
It's a lot of years. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Well,
but. I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything super embarrassing that's happened to me in high school.
I'll give you some time to think.
Like, super. What time to think?
I got you. Let me.
Oh, hey, I remember. Remember we played that Jeopardy game?
Where?
Remember we played that Jeopardy game? It was like on the stage.
Oh my gosh.
I just remembered that. That's not necessarily embarrassing, but it was just.
Whenever
funny.
I couldn't come up with anything.
Well, I couldn't either. I said we were both stuck.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
And I think your dad was
he
in there
was.
Too.
He was the moderator. That was hilarious.
Fantastic. That was a long
time
ago.
Yeah, in the yearbook last year. Holy moly. So some of my friends came up to interview me for what? Like, my thing for orchestra would be they wanted to put a caption in there. And they put Thomas put, like, his phrase in there. And it was a picture of me and him on the stage.
Oh, I think
yeah,
I have
concert
it.
Night. And his phrase was like, what's the favorite thing about concert night? And he said, when the lights go down and it gets real quiet and we're just sitting there on stage and then the director walks up and we start playing. And his is above mine, and mine just says, hanging out with friends and eating food.
Yeah, it says, I like eating food and hanging out with friends. Jeremy Kaler.
And that's in the yearbook, bro. Oh, my gosh.
And they had to, like, make the font bigger and everything because it wasn't nearly as long as Thomas's response.
Exactly. What a stupid thing to say.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect.
Oh, my goodness. It's so stupid.
Falling asleep there? Low energy?
A little bit. Huh? I could use a Monster Energy. Speaking of Monster Energy, this episode is sponsored by Red Bull. Thank you.
You're gonna advertise their competitors' energy drink.
That's why I get.
And then state their energy drink without an argument on why one is better. All right, I think that's a great idea.
Make a lot of money off of it.
I do too. So I think you're gonna make probably 100 yen.
Yeah,
there's so much
100 yen. That's so much money. That's great.
Yeah, you know, funny thing is, I asked Coach Tidwell, what's bigger, the yen or the United States dollar? I knew the answer, and he had no idea. He said, well, I'd like to think the United States dollar is bigger, when, like, 100 yen is, like, a cent.
It is nothing. It's literally...
Yeah, so,
yeah. Rossi, if you were a pair of shoes, what kind of shoe would you be?
I'd probably be a cowboy.
Oh, okay, why?
I don't know. I think they're pretty attractive. You know, I'd say when I put the cowboy boots on, I look pretty good. Not going to lie to you. So that's why.
Respect.
Yeah. Yeah. I like cowboy boots, you know, especially when it's a little cold outside. Yep. They're kind of like a dress shoe, but they're not. They're a little bit more rugged. So I like them.
I like them.
Yeah.
I've personally never worn one before, but it's okay.
Wow. And you're from Oklahoma, too.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, I'm from Chicago, and I own a pair of cowboy boots.
if I were a pair of shoes, personally, I would probably be a Yeezy.
the Yeezy Booster.
Yes, because, well, who doesn't? I mean, I just love Kanye, personally. So I aspire to be like him, and I think that would just be... I mean, just imagine that. I'm a shoe, and Kanye West's feet are stepping on me. Just picture that.
That sounds delicious.
Well, yeah, yes. Yes, delicious is the perfect word. I mean, I'm a cool cat at that point.
Oh.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I'm sure you're a Kanye West fan.
Yeah.
I'm sure you like his Chick-fil-A song. You're a fan of the Ye.
Ye?
Yay.
Yes.
He is running in the 2020 presidential election.
Yeah, he is.
However, he is not on the ballot in many states. So you are asked to write in his name, hopefully correctly, because when he wrote it in, it was disqualifying his ballot. So,
it's okay. It's no worry.
There you go. Yeah, what's one
I'm
vote?
Sure he'll have thousands.
Yeah, he probably will have thousands. Yeah, sure. I guarantee you'll have thousands, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He's an icon. Icon living, like Jaden Smith.
I'm an icon living.
Just to add our second sponsor to the video, I'd like to tell everybody this video is sponsored by the one and only icon living, Will Smith, because Jaden, you are living off of your dad's clout. Thank you. I'm sorry to have attacked the icon living like that. Facts. Don't care about your feelings.
Ooh.
Yes. I went there.
Yeah, facts don't care. Facts do not care about your feelings. That is true.
I went there. Yep.
You just did.
Guys, this is going to conclude our second episode. Psych! We haven't even gotten to our main point yet.
Woo!
Rossi.
Wow, you really fooled the viewers.
I am the only icon living.
I was bamboozled.
Good. Now tell me. Tell me, Ross, man. Have you ran into a real-life Karen?
Yeah, definitely. I've ran into many real-life Karens. I mean...
Do you remember any...
There's a lot of...
Accounts. Tell me.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank my RA. You know what an RA is? They're like the resident advisor. They manage your floor in the dorm room,
yeah.
In the dorm hall.
Yeah.
And so they always, I don't know, they're just really strict about everything. You know, they get on my nerves. Like, I was sitting by myself in this lounge. Nobody was on the floor. Nobody was within sight. And I had the mask dipped barely below my nose.
Yep.
And they came walking by. And I got a very strong verbal warning, and I was not very happy with that.
Oh, my God.
Let me just tell you, I was not very happy with that. Very stern verbal warning that the mask was not being worn properly with nobody there.
Come on, yeah.
I know. Goodness. It was whatever. I just didn't enjoy
you
that.
You hate to see it.
Yeah. It's
like, Karen, you know, please.
Goodness. Yeah, they're doing God's work because I was endangering everybody.
Leave, Karen.
Except there was nobody
gone.
There. Yeah. But I don't, there's not that many Karens here because there's not that many parents here.
Oh,
you know, nobody really cares.
Well, that's an interesting point you just made. Karens are where the parents are. Yeah.
Well, Karens most of the time are parents.
That is true. That is true.
Or just middle-aged people mm-hmm. who care too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, who do you think's a Karen in your life?
A Karen in my life? I really don't know.
Yeah.
Karens in my life, but I really want.
I think.
Karen. Like, I really want to run to a Karen.
You want to run?
Yes, I really do. I really do.
Yeah. What are you gonna do if you
I
run into a Karen, huh?
I don't know. I just.
You're gonna kill him with kindness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or call the.
Exactly.
I don't know. One of the two.
Yeah, if I run into a Karen, I don't like being messed with. So I, you know, I don't take any talk back from them. So, you know, I get a little irritated. But I can't imagine you talking to anybody in that way. So you just run into a Karen, you'd be like, how's it going? And that's about it. If Karen runs into me, well, it's not a good ending.
Bad news. Bad
news. Bad news bears. Yeah, bad news.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I feel like I had a Karen account at school one time this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm trying to think, though.
Some of the teachers are Karens. Like, I had... Oh, let's see. Remember they didn't... Do they still... Well, it doesn't apply now. Remember they wouldn't let us walk back from lunch? Wait, were you even in Wakeland when we didn't have advisory? When it was like ABCD lunch?
Yeah, freshman year.
No. Oh, you were? Okay. Yeah, they wouldn't let us leave the lunchroom. And when anybody tried to sneak out, they started yelling at us when we were walking down the hallway. And we were all just like standing in the hallway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I go way back at Wakeland. You know, back to what? 2016. So... Yeah.
There's nothing.
I used to take the bus.
Really?
Yeah, first year. I used to take the bus the first year.
Okay.
Freshman year.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do about a Karen. When they get going,
oh, yeah.
They're on fire. They are on fire.
They are. It's a true statement. I mean, you could just expose them.
But you could. But then they'd get more mad, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like making people mad, you know? I think it's fun.
Sounds like a bad habit.
Trigger warning. Yeah.
Okay, guys. This is going to conclude our second episode of season 2. So, I just wanted to take a moment and thank my special guest, Italian Kid, for talking with me today. Thank Ooh. You.
Oh, yeah. The pleasure is all mine. Oh, that was the pleasure is all mine.
It's okay. Don't worry. No judgment here. Judgment free zone.
Oh, yeah. Yes. If you say you're not judging, that means you're judging.
No. No.
That's a life lesson.
I'd like to thank our second. No, I've already said. Yeah, I already have two sponsors. I'd like to take a second and thank our third sponsor of the day, Travis Scott. Thank you for bringing in such a delicious burger to this world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You know why I'm here.
You know why I'm here. You know why I'm here. I mean, come on.
Bro, you know Cactus Jack sent me.
Need a professional logo for your brand?
Oh, Wix. Yeah. Did you just play an ad?
Yes.
Did you just play an ad when you were looking up something to play?
No. Wix. That's my third and final sponsor.
Oh, Wix? Yeah, what do they do? Would you like a Sprite with that?
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Adios, amigos.